In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The three gifts reveal who Jesus is. Gold, fit for a king. No one else is like this child. He is David's son, yet David's Lord. He is King of Kings, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Mary's son will never abdicate his throne, neither will he pass it on to anyone else. He is unlike any other earthly king who has come or will ever come. No earthly army can vanquish him. No satanic horde can destroy him. Satan did strike his heel, and he rested in the ground for 3 days. But on that third day, he rose triumphantly, never to suffer again, never to be in anguish or agony anymore. He is a glorious resurrected king who reigns forever. And so Herod has every reason to be paranoid, distraught, and disturbed on this day, for this king cannot be stopped. Pilate seemingly was able to finish what Herod tried to start, but Herod didn't know his name, so he sent out his armies to destroy all the baby boys 2 years and under who lived in Bethlehem. Pilate, however, knew his name, and he posted it above the cross or on the cross for all to see. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. There is your king, O Judah, hanging on a cross. There is your king, O Israel, moaning, bleeding, and dying to save you. There is your king, O you Gentile nations, you and I. There is your king, redeeming you from the empty way of life and rescuing you from deep darkness. And so the Magi bring him gold. What else can they give to this their king? This infant Jew is their king forever. They give to him their costliest treasures. And then they journey back to a land that is not their own. For unlike Herod and Pilate, they understand that Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. He did not come to set up any earthly kingdom. And the Magi are not the first in line to fight for him. But they are patiently waiting when this king will call them out of this foreign land we call earth and bring them into that eternal kingdom whose streets are paved with gold. You too are citizens of this king. You too, though you live in this world, are not of this world. This is not your home. And though you pride yourself on democracy, you too have a Jewish king, the Lord, the Son of Mary. And so bring him your gold and your silver, your most priceless possessions and your costliest treasures. This infant is your king who rules heaven and earth. He deserves the best that you have, not simply whatever you have. He deserves your first fruits, not simply your leftovers. So what would it say about us if we first pay our mortgage, then our insurance and our cars and our bills, and then give to him who set us free? Where would our heart lie? In this world with King Herod, or in the world to come with the Magi? You see what kind of king he is when he hangs on his cross. His kingdom is not of this world. You see the glories of his kingdom on that third day as he's risen. For there on the cross he won the kingdom for you, and now he lives to reign over you forever. His kingdom will have no end. And in word and sacrament, he gives you the gifts of that kingdom now, so that you can be certain you are his citizens and will make it to that gold-paved city. So yes, gold is brought, gold fit for a king. Incense, because he is God Most High, wrapped in the arms of his virgin mother, he is the holy immortal one whom angels adore and demons tremble before. Incense constantly burned in the temple at Jerusalem. It was never to go out. Incense was the prayers of the saints. These prayers of the saints are always before the throne of God, drifting up to high heaven. The God who filled the tabernacle, then the temple, the God who led Israel out of Egypt with a pillar of fire and cloud, the God who called Abraham to himself, The God who created all things, that God rests in the lap of Mary. The immortal is mortal, the invisible, visible. And so the Magi go offering incense to this their God, while the priests, God's priests, remain in Jerusalem, rejecting this God. Their prayers are heard only through him, so once again the Magi do not mind to travel back to a different country, for his kingdom is not of this world, and he is not only present where he can be seen, but he is present wherever his church has gathered. They believe they can pray to this same Jesus, and their prayers are acceptable to God only through him. For he has promised to be with his church to the very end of the ages. And so this is your God who promises to hear your every cry. So pray to him continually. One time a day is not continually. But as often as you think about it, go to him with prayer on your lips, with whatever length it may be, short or long. For he is the mediator between God and man. He is the one who brings your petitions to God Most High so that your every prayer may be answered by God himself. Only those who pray through Jesus are heard. Apart from Christ, no one's prayer is heard, for Christ is the only way to the Father. Because prayer doesn't depend on your worthiness, prayer depends on the worthiness of Christ. Prayer doesn't depend on how intent you are, how zealous you are for God, but it depends solely on Christ. And he is the eternal God. He is the one who was lifted up on the cross to redeem you. And so your prayers are heard because he is worthy to carry them to God the Father. So go to him. Not just once in a while, but go to him frequently, daily, yes, even multiple times in a day. Go only through him. You don't need to come into this space to pray. You don't need to go to any pastor or anyone else to pray. You can pray to your God, and he will hear. For he has given you the promise that he will be with you always to the very end of the ages. Heaven is still filled with the smoke of incense, for your prayers are always before the throne of God. He will never forget them, but they are constantly on his mind, even as they constantly flow from your lips. So yes, incense, for he is your God. The last gift is myrrh, a bitter perfume, a type of incense, a sweet smell that masked the stench of death. It was used for burial purposes. And this is why he came. This is why the Magi sought him. Death, sacrifice, atonement, forgiveness. It breaks our hearts to think about little children dying, but he is the Lamb of God whose death will take away the sins of the world. If he will not die, then he cannot be your king, and neither can you pray to him. But his time had not yet come. So when Herod tried to kill him, he fled underneath the guardianship of Joseph. 33 years later, however, a different Joseph, along with Nicodemus, brought 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes to wrap Jesus' crucified body in. The sacrifice had been made. Sin had been paid for. Atonement won. The law fulfilled, Satan crushed, death defeated, his kingdom established, forgiveness won, the way of God open to those Magi, the way of God open to you. And so myrrh is no longer the smell of death, but it is the smell of life. It is the fragrance of life, for that same body who was crucified now lives. That same Jesus is present among us this holy night, with that same body, with that same fragrance of victory. It is the smell of our resurrection as well, because all of you who were baptized into Christ are clothed with Christ himself. You have been baptized into his death, therefore you shall live with him forever. Your body must rise from the grave. Your soul must be reunited with it. And you must ascend into heaven to live with him who reigns forevermore. You cannot remain in the ground, but you must be you forever, because Christ has overcome death for you, so that you may pass through death and into an eternal, lasting life. So myrrh for the sacrifice. The three gifts of the Magi reveal who Jesus is. Gold, because he is your king. Incense, because he is your God. And myrrh, because he is your sacrifice. The Magi probably do not understand all of this, and we barely can grasp it with our finite minds. But like them, we too believe that this Jesus is our King, our God, and our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.